We're talking about the year in editorial cartooning here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So as the impeachment inquiry has unfolded, some editorial cartoonists are saying that the political theater on display is made for rich fodder for their caricatures. And these cartoonists work really fast as the news cycle churns. So what do you think of editorial cartoons? Do you find them entertaining? Do you have an idea for a great political cartoon? Or did one stick with you this year that keeps you laughing? Describe it, 800-642-1234. Phil Hands is editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal. He's the only cartoonist on the staff of a newspaper in our state, and we're looking back at some of his works from this year. You can find the slideshow, by the way, over on the Morning Show page at WPR.org. Phil, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
I'm glad to be back here. This is exciting.
I have to say, you are dressed in a very festive way. We've got the Santa tie and the red shirt, so you're decked out for the season.
Yeah, I'm dressed up for radio.
Dressed up for radio. So has the impeachment inquiry and the hearings influenced your work in recent weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to kind of have your head in the sand to not be drawing about this right now. It is sort of, you know, it's a historical event. It's things that, you know, there's sort of nonstop fodder for cartoons, but it's also sort of it's difficult because as somebody I'm been paying attention to a lot of the hearings and I'm watching a lot of stuff, and it's hard to sort of hone in on what a general audience is going to pick out of 9 hours of testimony that I've just watched, you know. So distilling it down to one or two ideas out of 9 hours of politicians blabbing to each other can be difficult.
Right, because there are so many moments, and someone could look at your cartoon and not get it at all if they miss your moment.
Yeah, if they miss the moment that sort of stuck out to me. So it's trying to figure out how to highlight it, and then it's really important when news is changing like this, I try and think, what is going to be relevant in 3 or 4 days? You know, and what are people going to take away from this long-term and not just for that instantaneous moment.
What are some of the common themes that have come up in your work this year?
Trump.
Okay, so one word, right?
You know,
we don't give one word answers here.
We don't give one word answers here. See, in cartooning, the fewer words you use, the better. You know, it's all about
so
the visuals.
True.
No, but you know, and sort of the idea of the office of the presidency and what it means, and why we're doing this impeachment, and what are high crimes and misdemeanors? What does respect for the office mean? How do we expect our presidents and leaders to act? And Trump has broken a lot of norms about how we expect people to act. Now, I've also said that I've been furious with the Democrats and how they've. It feels like I'm watching this impeachment process go through, and it feels like they're railroading a guilty man right now. And the process has been really fast. I did a cartoon in Wednesday's newspaper about how, you know, there's really important people that have not spoken about this whole process yet. And I'd like to hear from them. But it seems like neither the Democrats or Republicans are interested in getting all the information because they've already made up their minds on this.
So how did you portray that in a cartoon?
Oh, I just had I had Uncle Sam saying, "Here's John Bolton, and it'd be nice if we heard something from him." And the Democrats said, "We don't need to hear from him. We know he's guilty. We know Trump's guilty." And the Republicans said, "We don't need to hear from him. We know Trump's innocent." So, I mean, sometimes it's just basically that was a very wordy cartoon, but sometimes you just sort of lay out your exact argument in the cartoon form.
What kind of influence does a political cartoonist have?
I like to think a lot. No, I mean, it is interesting because we're both entertainers and commentators. So I hear from people who read the paper on a regular basis and in the general audience in Madison and how much I bring them joy, you know, and they enjoy reading the stuff and the cartoons and it's fun and it's entertaining. But I do hear from like local leaders, you know, if I draw a cartoon about Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway in Madison, you know, she's going to see it and if she doesn't like it, she's going to tell us about it. And the same with Governor Evers or former Governor Scott Walker. You know, it's fun to see that they're reading the content that I create, and I don't know how much it influences their policy decisions, but they know somebody's watching that, and if they screw up too bad, somebody's going to draw a funny picture about them.
We're talking with Phil Hands. He's editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal. Looking at his work through the year, how do you feel about political cartoons? Do you like them? Do you think cartoons will be important going into the 2020 elections? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Phil, do leaders quibble about your drawing of them and the actual caricature itself and what it looks like?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I had a fun exchange with Governor Walker back in the day when he was still governor. And he said, he pulled me aside after an editorial board meeting and said, you know, Phil, you draw my ears too big and they're too low on my head. But I will say you got that bald spot just right. But just so you know, the bald spot is not male pattern baldness. I was working on a cabinet one day and I hit my head in the cabinet. And Tonette, my wife, said, you have to go to the doctor, Scott. You have to go to the doctor. I wouldn't listen to her. When I finally went to the doctor said, oh, the hair's never going to grow back on your head. That's what he told me. I'm not sure I believe it for
all
a
right,
second, but
right.
That's what he told me.
So did you adjust the ears?
No.
Going
why would
forward?
I do that? That's how I see his ears. You know, I did make the bald spot bigger.
So in July, you drew this cartoon of President Trump as a slug, kind of snail-like creature.
Oh, yeah.
with his famous, you know, comb-over and a presidential red tie around this slug's neck. Where did the inspiration for this drawing come from?
I think it was just, I don't know if he said it. It was something he said. I think he said, I don't have a racist bone in my body. And I sort of said, well, what doesn't have bones? Slugs. And so, you know, so here's this slug and he's right. You know, I don't have a racist bone in my body, but he's still a slug. And it's just sort of the image stuck out in my mind. And that's one of those images there. It's radio doesn't quite do that one justice because you kind of have to see it to believe it.
You have to see it. And as I said, we have the slideshow up on WPR.org on the morning show page. So we're approaching 2020 elections. It's really heating up. What does your workload look like during an election year?
Well, learning how to draw how many candidates are still running for the Democratic office, right? Democratic candidacy right now?
We'll count tonight. How many are?
I mean, so I've had to learn how to draw like all of these people. Before I came on the air, I was drawing Pete Buttigieg right now, you know. So it's, I don't like drawing cartoons that have 14 different Democrats in them. It's hard.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot more work. But it's, you know, and I'm not going to do too much until we sort of needle down the race to figure out who's legit.
Whose ears matter?
Whose ears matter? I love it. Yeah. Whose bald spot matters?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Joe Biden be fun to draw. Pete Buttigieg would be fun to draw.
Well, you
Bernie
probably
Sanders.
Have a little bit of an archive of Biden. Did you draw him at all?
Yeah. I've drawn Biden before. Creepy mm-hmm. Uncle Joe. Yeah, I've drawn him before. And I've done a lot. You know, Bernie Sanders is just a character in himself. It's hard to caricature Bernie Sanders because he's already sort of this lampoonish character. And Elizabeth Warren's fun to draw. So they're all.
Wait, why is she fun to draw?
She just has, you know, she's something about her. Is unique, and she has these unique facial features, and she's got these little chubby cheeks and this nice wisp of hair that just sort of the hair is you can silhouette it and you can tell exactly who it is because of the way her hair is, and that
she works well for an editorial cartoonist.
She can and she's got these great gestures that she does, and she fires people up, and she's, you know, her sleeves are always halfway up her arm when she's throwing her fist in the air and really pumped up. So those are things that we look at as a cartoonist and we make fun of.
It is the year in political cartooning. With Phil Hands as our guide, he's the Wisconsin State Journal staff cartoonist. Is there a particularly memorable political cartoon that you want to bring up? Do you have an idea for a political cartoon? What have you always wanted to know about editorial cartoonists but never had a chance to ask? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a moment with Phil Hands right here on the Ideas Network. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Editorial cartoonists, they work in caricature, they find nuance in the day's news cycle, and they poke fun at all political stripes. And if you read The New Yorker, do you look at the cartoons first? I sure do. What do you think of editorial cartoons? Do you find them entertaining? What news outlets do you gravitate to for political cartoons? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Phil Hand stays with us. He's editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal. You know, Phil, you said in the lobby you were, you know, you're sketching right there, Pete Buttigieg. Where and when do you work? What is your day like?
I work all the time. so, you know, it's great. The State Journal has strict hours that we're allowed to work. So, we have a 37 and a half hour work week, which is awesome because there's time to, you know, pick the kids up after school. But when you're an editorial cartoonist, you never quite turn your brain off and you never quite, you know, you never quite stop. So if a cartoon idea strikes me in the shower, which they do, believe it. I mean, that's not a cliche. That actually happens quite a lot. You know, I write it down. I mean, after I get out of the shower.
So you get out of the shower and write it down.
I've probably washed the shampoo out of the hair first, and then I get out of the shower and write it down. But, you know, so, you know, I go to an office most days of the week like a regular person does. But, you know, the brain is always working, you know, and you know, I do a lot of I love to jog, and jogging is a great way to like clear your head, and the ideas just come in. I often listen to Wisconsin Public Radio while I'm jogging.
Nice.
And I just wait for the ideas to pop into the brain, and it works, you know.
So how far do you get into an idea before you have to show it to your editor and say, "Hey, can I go the extra mile here and do this?"
It's usually fully formed in my head.
Okay.
You know, so I don't, you know, we don't like to, and sometimes I'll add some little details at the end, or, you know, just little drawings to make it a little more fun. But the idea has to be the concept, and if the joke has to be there ahead of time before it goes to the editor. And, you know, we have a pretty, my editor's awesome. He's amazing if he's listening. But, you know, he gives me enough leash to hang myself whenever I need to do that. You know, he lets me put myself out there. He's great. And, but we have he makes me better, you know? So I think he says, well, you can do better than that sometimes, which is good. You know, mm-hmm. that's what we want in an editor. We want somebody to push us and not just, you know,
do you ever get
down.
A no?
Oh, absolutely. All the time. Usually it's for, that's not funny, Phil. You can do better, you know. So
right,
that's
right.
So that's those. So I get no's all the time. I'm used to rejection, though.
So in your cartoons, you know, you poke fun. Oftentimes, President Trump is there in your cartoons, and one you have here is a drawing with the president, a Trump supporter, demanding that you stop disrespecting the office of the president. And your character's response is, "I'll stop when he stops." You were drawing yourself there.
Absolutely. That's kind of, I mean, sometimes you just put yourself in that space. And that would happen to me. People would call me up and say, "Stop disrespecting the man. He is the president. We have to respect the office." And, you know, I would shoot back at callers that, like, no, I'll stop disrespecting it when he stops. And finally decided I got to just put this in a cartoon. And that's it's fun because if you look at that cartoon, that's what my desk looks like. I've got pictures of my kids in the background and little tiny details.
Yeah, I got three pictures here. And then I love the sign, cartoonist at work.
Yes. I don't actually have that at my desk, but yeah.
But I could definitely see that. Oh, I like the little inkwell here.
Yep. I actually use ink.
Do you really?
I use ink.
Do you dip it? Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a little inkwell and I dip a brush into it. And then I use that to do the thick lines on the outlines of my cartoons.
How are your ears? I think
you seem like you really like ears and cartoons, and it's always an afterthought for me. I'm more of a nose man, really.
Oh, I see. You, look at your nose. What is that thing? It looks like almost like a wart or something. You have a lot of detail in your noses. I see that. There's this one cartoon in our slideshow. It's like the Beatles, Abbey Road.
Oh yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, so Paul McCartney played a show in Madison this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I went to the show. It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, what would it look like, you know, how can we welcome Paul Madison Paul McCartney to Madison, not Paul Madison. And I did this cartoon that, and I had Paul walking across Abbey Road in front of the Capitol building, and I just sort of added some quintessential Madison things like a terrace chair and a flamingo and Bucky Badger. So I just wanted to do something that was really fun, you know, and I thought that was sort of a nice way to. I don't think he ever saw it. He didn't tweet at me saying thanks, Phil, for that awesome cartoon, which would have been great. But no.
Yeah, no, that was really fun. And how easy did that come to you?
Pretty easily. Yeah, I was thinking of iconic Beatles images, and there's nothing more iconic than that. So yeah, that's the kind of thing. You know, political cartoons. I like to think that I don't always want to be hard hitting and mean and criticizing people. Sometimes it's really fun to just sort of talk about the quirks in your community, and it's great to do that because it brings other people in. So people often say that I just hate Trump, I'm just a Trump hater. But if you see a cartoon about Paul McCartney coming to Madison, it's harder to hate me, you know? So
yeah, this is, I mean, who couldn't hate the Beatles, right?
That's right.
Well, okay. We're talking with Phil Hands, editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal. You can still join in here, 800-642-1234. Phil, let's look at the Faces of Homelessness cartoon.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one.
What's going on here?
Well, so the State Journal's been doing a series on homelessness, and we've been focusing on this as an issue in our community and our state for several years now. And one of the things that we've learned is that, you know, we see, you know, if you live in Madison or in the area, you'll see people who sleep on the streets, and we sort of think of them as homeless, as the homeless. But the people who are homeless is such a larger community than just people sleeping on streets on the Capitol Square. You know, there's single parents who sleep in their cars. There's children in schools who don't, you know, we have thousands of kids in Wisconsin who don't have permanent places to stay. And lots of people that don't have, housing are working. And so there's a person working there.
A barista.
Pouring coffee.
Pouring coffee. Or it could be someone at a lunch counter, like a diner.
Like a diner or something like that. But so I just wanted to say that, like, there's, you know, homelessness is a bigger issue than just what we think of it, people sleeping on the street.
All right. So we're going to go to the moon next, July 1960. Wow, when our nation works together, we can do anything. Just think of where we'll be 50 years from now.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it sort of discouraging to think that 50 years ago, we all pulled together as this nation and put a person on the moon, put two people on the moon, and, you know, and now we can't even decide what the facts of a phone call with between the president and President Ukraine is? I mean, like, it's sort of disturbing that our country, we just can't pull it together.
So your work is syndicated, but you're based here in Wisconsin. What does this mean for the issues that you pick up? If you're syndicated and your cartoons are going to be seen elsewhere, how local do you get and how national do you get? Do you think about those things?
Not too much. I mean, I always want to be the cartoonist from Wisconsin. You know, that's always really important. But not every cartoon has to show that I'm from Wisconsin, you know, because my cartoons do appear in newspapers across the country. I now get hate mail from all over the place, which is great. But I try to do a lot of local cartoons about our governor, about our mayor, about city issues in Madison and stuff going on in the state, because that's what makes me special at the newspaper. That's, you can't get that anywhere else, you know? So that's really a focus, but I've gotten to the point in my career now where other people around the country really want to see what I'm talking about. So that's exciting and it's interesting. But I will always be that guy from, always be that cartoonist from Wisconsin.
We have time for a quick call here. Jim in Cedarburg. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a couple of suggestions. I wish I could draw like you, but here's the first one. The heading would be immigration reform, and you'd have Lady Liberty walking down the Supreme Courthouse stairs, throwing her torch down in disgust. And the second one would be labeled No Quid Pro Quo, portrait of Trump with a parrot who resembles Mitch McConnell on his shoulder, and the air bubble would read Mitch saying what he said.
Yeah, those are both fun ideas. I actually have drawn Trump with a parrot on his shoulder before, except the parrot was a tweeting bird.
Oh.
I thought that was I drew Trump as a pirate at one time. And Lady Liberty as an image for immigration's always something that is great to do. I did a cartoon once that Scott Walker when Scott Walker was took a stance on immigration, I drew Scott Walker's Lady Liberty with a sign that said no vacancy on him. So that was
Jim, thanks so much for calling in. In our last minute here, you have a podcast called Center Stage.
With Milford and Hands.
Milford being your editor.
Yeah, Scott Milford, the editorial page editor. Yep.
And so what's happening to later today?
So later today, every year a columnist does these political Christmas carols, and we're going to go to our studio in the State Journal offices and record. We're going to sing the Christmas carols, so it'll be fun.
Go ahead, Bill Hans.
Oh, little town of Buttigieg, it's also called South Bend. He ran the place, then ran for pres. Will wonders never end? So calm, so cool, so classy, his lifestyle so discreet, that even total skeptics find there's good with Mayor Pete. I'm not warmed up yet.
Phil, thank you so much for joining us. This was one of a kind.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Phil Hands, editorial cartoonist, Wisconsin State Journal. We have a slideshow up, 10 of his cartoons from this year. Find it on the Morning Show page at WPR.org. Coming up, we talk about the resurrection of the fanny pack. They were popular in the 80s, then we scoffed them for decades. We'll discuss those in a moment. Back after this news update here on the Ideas Network.